It is the 17th of February. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here live this Sunday evening from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And I do urge you to check out the websites of both American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly historical journal at BarnesReview.com. You know a lot of you suspect or think that the Barnes Review is all about Holocaust revisionism. No, it's not. It has a lot of powerful information about a lot of topics that might not scare you as much as Holocaust revisionism does indeed scare many. And with good reason, I might add. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am here with you tonight. I'm glad to be here for a variety of reasons, first and foremost of which is the fact that, as you know, I haven't been feeling well, fighting off a cold, maybe a flu, I don't know, but I seem to be doing reasonably well, and I'm hopeful again that I'm going to be able to get through 2 hours here this evening. My voice is a little rough, but then again, it always is. I have a lot to talk about here this evening. And I know I'm going to make some more enemies, but you know what, folks? Folks, I'll tell you what, I don't have a problem with doing that because, you know, my job is not to entertain you. My job is not to make you feel comfortable. If you're being entertained, that's a nice thing. And if you feel comfortable, that's a nice thing. But you know what, my job here, folks, my job is to make you think critically. And thinking critically does make a lot of people uncomfortable. Well, that's good, because then, folks, if you get uncomfortable with some of the things you hear coming from me tonight or any time you hear me on this network or anywhere else for that matter, well, that's a good thing, because then I know that you are thinking. You're not just sitting here listening to every word I say and just accepting it. And I don't ask you to do that. What I do ask you to do is think. And sometimes what I say may make you think in a way you might say, oh, my God, I never thought of that before. But I am not a barking dog, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talk about this before. I always have this fear that too many patriots look upon truth radio, alternative independent media, as kind of like the barking dog hour. You know, you listen to one barking dog and you say, oh, that's good. He's a patriot dog up there barking. And then the next patriot dog comes on and barks some more. But he's saying completely different things, and you don't even question it. A lot of people don't question it. No, folks, our job is to think. And unfortunately, as I have ranted and raved so repeatedly over the last several months, unfortunately, so many patriots, for want of a better term, so many people in the truth movement have stopped thinking. And the people who want to take advantage of the truth movement and manipulate it, and yes, indeed, destroy it, they love it. They love it. Well, there is a lot to talk about here tonight, folks, and we will get into it as soon as we get back from the break. La, la, la.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collin Piper here. Now, I know many of you are now convinced that I'm an agent of the Mossad or the Illuminati or the Obama administration or, I don't know, the gun control movement or, I'm not sure which. I get confused as to who I'm ostensibly working for or otherwise have been bought off, bribed, blackmailed, or otherwise coerced. And, of course, that opinion has arisen very strongly in recent weeks because I actually believe that maybe some kids were killed up there at Sandy Hook. Yes, I do. I admit, I actually believe that that people were shot at Sandy Hook. I do believe that. But no. I don't support gun control. I know some of you think that because I believe the Sandy Hook story that that means I support gun control. No. Michael Collin Piper does not support gun control. Just for the record, I can hear some of you out there right now saying, "Oh, he must support gun control." No, he doesn't. Piper opposes gun control, and Piper is also not controlled by the Mossad. And that's kind of relates directly to something I'm going to be talking about here this evening. It relates to one of my favorite subjects and a subject that many of you like to talk about, think about, read about, write about. That's the Kennedy assassination. As you know, I've written a book called Final Judgment, which contends that the Mossad, Israel's intelligence service, played a pivotal, if not the critical role in the overall JFK assassination conspiracy, utilizing its assets not only in organized crime and in the CIA, but in other places high and low to carry off the murder of the American president due to his strenuous opposition to Israel's nuclear arms procurement program. Well, a lot of people don't like that thesis for a variety of reasons, which are understandable. But needless to say, over the years, as many of you, of course, know, I have come under heavy fire, not just from Israel and its adherents in this country, but also even from quote-unquote leaders of the self-styled JFK assassination research movement, who have done their damnedest in a number of ways to try to smear me, American Free Press, The Spotlight, Willis Cardo, any and all people who are even vaguely associated with my thesis. Well, one of the primary players in that conspiracy has been a character by the name of Deborah Conway, who is a big shot with a group called JFK Lancer. They're probably best known for once having published a lengthy bibliography of books about the JFK assassination, mentioning virtually everyone but one, that being Final Judgment. Well, I first really came across Deborah Conway years ago when I was scheduled to speak at a college in California, and she made it known that as a responsible JFK assassination researcher, she thought it was just terrible that somebody like Michael Collins Piper should even be considered as a possible speaker. Well, just recently, Debbie Conway, put out a press release announcing that she was going to have a big wingding in Dallas in November, and I sent out a press release to her and to some other people saying that Michael Collins Piper will be holding a freedom of speech conference in Dallas at a venue, shall we say, which is amazingly close to where the JFK Lancer conference will be held, and that we expect to invite a lot of people from the American Free Press readership and probably get a couple hundred people there. And needless to say, what Piper intends to do is he intends to picket Deborah Conway and JFK Lancer and expose how she has tried to silence me, to defame me, to do everything she can to suppress the thesis of Final Judgment. Well, I sent an email to Debbie Conway, and she writes back, "Michael, if you're going to use me for publicity, at least get my name right. It's Deborah," spelled D-E-B-R-A, folks. "Debbie, when I was younger, Conway, and get your facts right. I have never vowed to join any such group, and you know it, but why bother you with the truth? In my press release, I pointed out that Debbie had vowed to work with the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Defense League in trying to expose me as the rotter that she and the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Defense League believe. Well, I wrote her back and I said, Deb, you are lying again. You did write a letter that was apparently never published to one of the California papers bragging of how you would like to publicly defame me in the company of the ADL, which, by the way, has smeared JFK researchers in general. You bragged of your opposition to me and spread the word among other researchers. Deb, you are a liar. Repeat, you are a liar. Your lying will be publicly exposed." Well, you know, I sent Deb, or Deborah, I'll call her Deborah, I sent Deborah an email advising her that I would be live on this network tonight talking about her, so she has the right to call in here. As you know, fool that I am, Michael Collins Piper, fool that I am, I give my critics free rein here, much to the dismay of some people who think that I allow a bunch of nuts to take over on occasion. Well, sometimes that's what you have to do, folks. In any case, here's this Conway character. She's really being disingenuous, folks. Let me read to you what I've already written about her in Final Judgment. And, of course, this is a great JFK assassination truth seeker. And I remember, folks, I've been invited to speak at Saddleback College in Orange County, California. And I say in Final Judgment, one of the ADL's most enthusiastic supporters was Deborah Conway on September 7th, 1997. Here are the facts, Deborah. On September 7th, 1997, Deborah Conway posted a message on a JFK discussion group on the Internet bragging of her efforts to stop me from speaking. Her message read, quote, and this is Deborah Conway, I called the college, the reporter, and others to protest the seminar. I wrote a letter to the editor of the Los Angeles Times with copies to the college president and board, but it was not published. I called and wrote to friends who are Jewish and told them of my position against this seminar and why. Ellipsis. I guess that means, folks, that I edited something out that she said here. But anyway, she went on to say, I live in Orange County, California, and I have also pledged to picket with the college professors and the Anti-Jewish Defense League against the seminar. She referred to it as the Anti-Jewish Defense League. I don't know whether she meant the Anti-Defamation League or the Jewish Defense League. She said, I will not support anti-Semitism in the guise of JFK assassination research. Now, see what a liar she is, ladies and gentlemen? She says that she never vowed to join any such group and that I know it. Well, this is what she posted on the Internet. I have pledged to picket with the college professors and the Anti-Jewish Defense League against the seminar. Conway, and this is me again, folks, talking here, Conway also posted her unpublished letter, which added in part, quote, I have never seen any credible information on a conspiracy involving either Israel or the Nazis. Knowing that President Kennedy led us in such turbulent times, there are many groups, countries, and persons who could be blamed for his assassination. You could make a case for them all if you do not look at all of the facts available. Well, you know, at this time, I'm not even sure that Deborah Conway had even read Final Judgment. I doubt that she has ever read Final Judgment, but I do know for a fact that there were many people who were supporters of JFK Lancer who did contact her and give her help, and there have been those good researchers out there who have recognized that this character, Deborah Conway, had in fact vowed to picket with the Anti-Jewish Defense League. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, Deborah Conway is being disingenuous at the very least when she tries to pretend that she did not say, and she wrote this on the Internet, folks, that's the only reason I know anything about it, that's how I happened to find it, who called me to the attention to this creep. But you know, I tell you what, it's kind of interesting. At the same time Debbie Conway was vowing to picket me, you know who came to my defense? A couple. I saw them out there. I didn't know who they were. I saw films of them. They didn't actually come to my defense per se. What I have to say is that they stood up in favor of freedom of speech. And they stood up against censorship. They stood up against the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Defense League. And it was retired Marine Colonel Joe Hunt. He was the former commander of all the Marine Guards at U.S. embassies around the globe and of the school that trained him in Virginia. Well, I'd rather have people of the caliber of Joe Hunt and his wife Ethel on my side than people of the no-caliber type of Debbie Conway, who proclaims herself a JFK assassination researcher, but obviously that's not exactly the word. I mean, this is a woman who vowed to picket me, joining either the Jewish Defense League or the Anti-Defamation League, but either, those two are basically one and the same, connected to terrorism, connected to intellectual terrorism, just connected to really sordid behavior. Well, if Debbie Conway wants to call in here and call me a liar, come on, Debbie, because you're a liar, a big, fat liar. We're going to the break, folks.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just about had a heart attack. I opened up my email a little while ago, and I found out that Alan Dershowitz, the professor of law at Harvard, is very exercised. He's upset, ladies and gentlemen. According to a report from the Times of Israel, Dershowitz has written a letter to the editor of the Miami Herald saying that one of the leading candidates to replace Pope Benedict the 26th, one of the leading candidates to replace the Pope, is an anti-Semite. Here's what the Jewish Telegraph Agency reported in a story carried by the Times of Israel. Responding to a list published last week after the resignation of Benedict, which identified Cardinal Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maradiaga of Honduras as a possible successor to the current Pope, Dershowitz wrote, he has blamed the Jews for the scandal surrounding the sexual misconduct of priests toward young parishioners. He has argued that the Jews got even with the Catholic Church for its anti-Israel positions by arranging for the media, which they, of course, control, he said, to give disproportionate attention to the Vatican sex scandal. He then, this may have been a mistake, folks, he compared the Jewish-controlled media with Hitler because they are, quote, protagonists of what I do not hesitate to define as a persecution against the church. Well, I tell you what, if it upsets Alan Dershowitz, then I would like to see Andres Rodriguez Maradiaga become the vicar of Christ. Now, as you know, folks, I have some very devout Catholics on one side of the family, the other side of my family, were basically non-practicing Protestants, and unfortunately, in the minds of many of you, you know, I had some American Indian ancestors on that side of the family. I know a lot of people say that I'm anti-white for mentioning that I have American Indian heritage, which I do. But needless to say, I have never been a practicing Roman Catholic. I was baptized in the United Church of Christ. I believe it was the United Church of Christ, and only because it happened to be right near where my family and I happened to live at the time, and my mother thought it would be a nice thing for her boy to be baptized. Whereas I do have a brother who is a Roman Catholic. But I've always been largely sympathetic to the Catholic Church. And I would like to see the best of the best in charge of the church. And it seems to me that Rodriguez Maradiaga sounds to me like he must be a pretty good man. God bless the Cardinal. Well, we are going up towards the first break here, folks, and I would be remiss in not failing to tell you, that my new book is finally being released. There were some delays, but this week, American Free Press carries a four-page spread, describing the book. The book is called Ye Shall Know the Truth. What it is, folks, it is a summary from my perspective. Now, a lot of you, of course, consider me a Zionist agent, or an agent of Obama, or an agent of the Illuminati, or an agent of, as I say, I keep getting confused as to who I'm an agent of, but what I've done is cover a wide variety of subjects and cover the books addressing those subjects and point out to you which books I think are good and why they're good. And these are the books I think you need to read before they burn them. Now, the important thing about all of these books, and this is what I emphasize in the book, is that all these books don't necessarily agree on every single political issue down the line. Some of them may contradict one another, but all of them in one fashion or another contain valuable information that makes them worth having in your library. My point is, and there's actually more than 101 books covered in there, folks, in this new book of mine, Ye Shall Know the Truth. The point is, though, that these are 101 books that I think you should have in your library, because God knows there's a lot of garbage out there in a lot of people's libraries that should be hauled out and put out with the trash. Now, I'm looking around my little office here, looking at all the books in this office alone. In fact, in my new book, there's a picture of this office, so you can see how crammed it just this office is alone with books. In fact, if you look carefully, you can see my desktop-sized bust of Adolf Hitler as opposed to the life-size bust of Adolf Hitler that I have out in my living room. But in this picture, you'll see all these books, and these books are written by all sorts of authors from all differing points of view. And some of these authors would absolutely scratch the eyes out of some of the other authors. But you see, folks, that's what I keep coming back to. You know, you've got to think critically. You've got to keep an open mind. You've got to realize that you can get good, solid information from books published by the mainstream press. In fact, a lot of times you're going to get more solid information from the mainstream press, unfortunately, than you're going to get from a lot of books that are put out by so-called patriots. I'm actually getting to despise that word patriot, because it's coming to associate in my mind with a lot of really crazy people with a lot of really crazy theories and inaccurate ideas. Anyway, more about this new book of mine when we come back. And if you think I'm a Mossad agent, well, then you should read the book, because then you'll find out what the Mossad thinks of you.
Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Before they burn them. Let me read you the preface. This repeats what I've said to you 100 times, but this is what the preface of the book says. It says, just because it sounds good, that doesn't mean it's true. That's the point I often make in writing and in my radio commentary when referring to a lot of material in books and newspapers and on the internet that's circulating today. The truth is that I've probably lost more regular readers and radio listeners over the years for the singular crime of daring to burst people's bubbles by telling them the popular legends they've held near and dear, stories that have become staples within the Patriot movement, are nothing but fabrication. Those stories may sound good, but they just aren't true. But telling the truth, and therefore upsetting people, is one of the quandaries to contend with when you put your name, your face, your voice, and your reputation out there in the public arena, talking and writing about controversial issues and people and events and books. However, as the old saying goes, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, at this juncture, it looks like I'm cursed or blessed with being a dishwasher for the rest of the time God grants me. And I can assure you there are a lot of dirty dishes that need some good scrubbing. I absolutely can't stand dirty dishes. Ultimately, all we need to defeat the New World Order imperialists is truth. We don't need a lot of myths and misinformation to win the war. The truth is out there, and in these pages, I'm going to try to direct you to some of the places, some of the books where you can find it. And you also discover that I have a lot of things to say about a lot of things, both big and small, that I think need to be said. You may not agree with everything I have to say, but I'm going to go ahead and say it and leave the final judgment. I love that, folks. Leave the final judgment up to you. Now, here's how I conclude the book. I say, the information is in your hands, so now do something with it. There we have it. And just as I said at the beginning, we've actually covered a lot more than just the 100 books referred to. Chances are I've told you too much about some books and not enough about others. And there's no doubt that I told you perhaps a lot more about what I think about a lot of things that might not even be of any consequence to you, but all books are like that. And I hope that in this book there's been a little bit of something of interest to every reader. The primary purpose of Ye Shall Know the Truth was to introduce you to a variety of literature that you might not otherwise have ever even considered worth picking up and perusing. And I suspect that as a consequence of this book, a lot of secondhand book dealers and online booksellers will be getting a lot of requests for some titles that have been otherwise long forgotten. What a shame I can't even get a modest commission on all those sales that are in the offing. I'd be a very rich man. I think I've introduced you to a lot of good reading and good leads for your own research, writing, and speaking. And that's the bottom line. The information is in your hands. Now, do something with it. Be cautious about everything you read, particularly on the Internet. And always remember that there's a lot of information that's picked up and repeated, even by otherwise reliable writers, that's not always exactly on target. And that's putting it lightly. Unlike a lot of people who thrive and make a lot of money, I might add, predicting gloom and doom and telling folks that the New World Order is upon us, I don't share that view at all. It's a classic case of looking at the glass and trying to decide whether you think it's half full or half empty. I think the glass is half full. We still have the opportunity. Listen to this, folks. Listen to this very carefully now here. We still have the opportunity to stop the New World Order dead in its tracks and put the kibosh on the drive for a global Jewish imperial. We have all the information we need at this point. Now it's up to us to stand up and speak out and communicate the facts to so many millions of people all over the world who need the information we already have available. So let's do it. Here are some of the chapters in the book, folks. The big dirty secrets about book publishing. A lot you don't know about book publishing, and I'm here to tell you about it. Understanding the nature of the predatory, plutocratic elite. Yep, the bankers, the Federal Reserve System, the corporate interests, how they work and who they are. Some very valuable resources there. The manipulative masters of the media monopoly, talking about certain big Jewish financial interests that do dominate the media monopoly. The Bushes, Clintons, Rockefellers, and Roosevelt, and some other powerful American dynasties. The government versus the people, a sordid history of high-level corruption. Wide-ranging dissection of a lot of books and materials relating to the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the IRS, you name it. Government agencies, various and sundry. An overview of the underworld. The truth about organized crime. The literature you need to understand the nature of organized crime. Who it is, what it constitutes, where it reaches, who it controls. Whole chapter about Watergate. And indirectly, some reference material relating to Monica Gate. The whole truth about Watergate is just so extraordinary, and now you know there's a new book out purporting to tell the whole truth about Watergate, and you know what? It doesn't. Well, the real Watergate thing, about as close as you're going to get, is examined in my chapter on the literature surrounding Watergate. Another chapter, is it America's God-given duty to police the world? You know, a lot of patriots, unfortunately. Patriots, white separatists, white nationalists, but not your standard American nationalists. But a lot of the patriots and the white separatists and white nationalists have bought into imperialism. They, because they are guided they're guided by their opposition to Islam and by their hatred for Barack Obama, they have allowed themselves to be co-opted in many respects by the neoconservatives who do advocate imperialism and internationalism. And in fact, the real serious traditional American nationalists reject all this, and they don't believe it's the job or the duty or the God-given right of the United States to police the world. Not at all. Not at all. What about populism and nationalism? Where does that stand in reference to internationalism and imperialism? That's another whole chapter in the book, Populism and Nationalism versus Internationalism and Imperialism. Now, here's a chapter that's going to really upset Alex Jones. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. I love this chapter title. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. World War II was a war that need not and should not have been fought. Yes, folks, I said World War II was a war that need not and should not have been fought. Here's three chapters that are all interrelated, but they're very different topics, as you'll see. Israel, Zionism, and the Jewish lobby, those troubling topics people prefer to avoid. But that's a distinct chapter from this one, which is entitled, Yes, There is a Jewish Problem, and There's a Lot to Be Said About It. Oh, my God, I can just hear some of the people roaring in disgust at that chapter. And here's one that will really drive Alex Jones up the wall. No, 6 million didn't really die, so why do they say they did? Anyway, that's the book, folks. I hope you'll be interested in buying it. Unfortunately, it's not being sold by American Free Press. It's being sold by yours truly directly. No, sadly, I can't take credit cards. If you want to buy a book, it's $28, including shipping and handling. You can write Michael Collins Piper. Let me see what my address is. Michael Collins Piper, P.O. Box 15728, Washington, D.C., 20003. Or you can actually get it through PayPal at Michael. PayPal address is michaelcollinspiper@yahoo.com. I think there's a lot of interesting things in the book, and as I say, if you think I'm a Mossad agent, maybe you can read it from that perspective and say, ah, this is what the Mossad really wants us to think about a lot of things. Well, here is something from the book. You know, it's kind of funny, all these people that think I've been bought off, blackmailed, coerced, or otherwise co-opted because I don't believe in the Sandy Hook hook. I actually had some very real experiences with very real, big-time, powerful people trying to silence me. And I can name names, you know, folks. I mean, you know, Alex Jones is always talking about the New World Order's out to get him. And, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about these things. But here's a very real story. Now, back in 2006, I write about this in the book. Back in 2006, when I made my second visit to Malaysia, I found out from some friends who I will just say they're prominent in Malaysian government and academic circles. And when I say prominent, I mean very prominent folks. Found out that the then U.S. ambassador to Malaysia, Christopher Lafleur, offered bribes to at least one Malaysian bookshop owner and a prominent Malaysian publisher in order to influence them into no longer distributing my books in Malaysia. Now, this was a crime under both U.S. and Malaysian law. Well, I contacted the State Department, and I wrote a forceful letter to Ambassador Lafleur, advising this corrupt diplomat that any future actions of this sort would be, they wouldn't be a good idea. Now, I don't know whether crooked Christopher Lafleur, and remember, folks, I'm making an accusation, a public accusation here, of a crime against a very prominent figure. I'm naming him by name. I'm not just naming the New World Order or the Illuminati or the Bilderberg Group, or the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm naming someone. He could sue me, ladies and gentlemen. He could sue me, you see, because the thing is, this really happened. Now, whether he was offering his own money or U.S. taxpayer money or money from some powerful Jewish leader, I don't know. But here is the background of Christopher LaFleur. He's a longtime high-level figure in the Council on Foreign Relations. He served under George W. Bush as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. After he retired from the State Department, he was Vice Chairman at J.P. Morgan's office in Japan. Then he joined DTTC. That's a wheeler dealer in the global financial racket that's partnered with Thomson Reuters, the media conglomerate. Well, special advisor at DTTC for government relations in the Asia-Pacific region. He's a director of the Japanese-based Tsunishi Shipbuilding Corporation. He's chairman of the Financial Services Forum of the American Chamber of Commerce in Japan. So, yeah, folks, those of you who say that I'm covering up for this group or that group or whatever, those are the kind of people who've gone after Michael Collins Piper. Yeah, I know, the Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations and the, who else, you know, all sorts of the Committee of 300. They've gone after Alex Jones. But, folks, I'm here to actually name somebody. So, you know, so that's why I don't know whether to laugh or to cry when I hear these people saying that I've been bought off or changed sides because I don't buy the Sandy Hook rumors. Oh, God almighty. Oh, it makes me wonder if I am on the right side when I realize that people who are supposedly on my side are the ones who are making these allegations. But I'm here to ask you how many people in the Patriot movement have had a top counsel on foreign relations figure running around offering bribes to publishers and bookstore owners in foreign countries not to carry their books. I ask that question rhetorically because I think probably, let's face it, there's only one, and you know who it is because you're listening to him right now. Oh, what can I tell you? Well, there is a lot to tell you, folks. We are going very shortly into the break, but here's an odd little item that captured my attention in a Washington Post today, and I'll just pass it on because it just goes to show you how rumors get started. In a Washington Post magazine is an odd little article about two American men who wanted to travel around visiting places where American presidents died. And they were in New York at the Waldorf Astoria, and they were told while they were at the Waldorf Astoria that Dwight D. Eisenhower died in room 700R of the Waldorf Astoria. Well, as the author of this points out, according to every published report and history book we consulted, Dwight Eisenhower died on March 28, 1969 at 12:25 p.m. at Walter Reed Army Medical Center from heart disease. And yet, these guys found out when they visited the Waldorf Astoria that there are people who have believed for years, people who work at the Waldorf Astoria, that Dwight Eisenhower died there. They quoted one young lady who worked there saying, yes, it's part of the lore here. There are many people who worked at the hotel and said they saw his body being taken away. Well, the author writes, maybe the Eisenhower family didn't want it to be announced that he died at a fancy hotel. Well, maybe they put him in a hospital, the Walter Reed Hospital, where war heroes die. The author writes, it was a theory, at least. Of course, the hotel had no proof to offer, just the story, according to Matt, of a bellman named Jimmy L. Drissy, which has since become part of the hotel's historical lore. Well, the author says he called the Dwight Eisenhower Library and Museum, and the director of the library said, that's new to me. Timothy Rives, R-I-V-E-S, said there were eyewitnesses and medical records documenting Eisenhower's death at Walter Reed, and added, quote, sometimes there's something behind these urban myths that I can't imagine what it would be in this case. Well, anyway, folks, if you really want to get a good conspiracy theory started, here's one for you. Did Eisenhower really die at the Waldorf, or did he really die at Walter Reed? I don't know, and I ain't going to speculate, but it's a great conspiracy theory. It should be the foundation for a new conspiracy theory out there on the Internet. Somebody might even figure out a way to connect it to Sandy Hook.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mossad Central here. Michael Collins Piper returning for the hour. Speaking of the Mossad, oh, we speak a lot of the Mossad on here. Found in my files an article from the New York Times. I brought this article up a dozen times on this program, I'm sure, and it's really worth bringing up. The New York Times, February 27th, 2003. That's just before we went into Iraq, folks. Now, after the Iraq War turned into the disaster that it proved to be, and as many of us predicted it would be, and rightly so, I might add, people were saying, how dare you suggest that Jewish people and the Jewish lobby and the pro-Israel supporters in America were in favor of war. American Jews were opposed to the Iraq War, and polls show that the Israelis didn't think it was a good idea for the United States to go in there. Oh, I sounded like Christopher Berlin there, didn't I? Anyway, here is what the New York Times said on February 27, 2003. Headline, Israel says war on Iraq would benefit the region. Many in Israel are so certain of the rightness of a war on Iraq that officials are already thinking past that conflict to urge a continued assertive American role in the Middle East. Israel regards Iran and Syria as greater threats and is hoping that once Saddam Hussein is dispensed with, the dominoes will start to tumble. Israeli officials say that only sustained American pressure can turn that hope into reality. Folks, I'm here to tell you that any Jewish person or any person who is a supporter of Israel who claims that the Jewish lobby and Israel did not support the war against Iraq, I'm here to tell you that they are liars. And if people object to you calling them liars, you can cite the New York Times of Thursday, February 27, 2003. The article is by James Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T. The headline is, Israel says war on Iraq would benefit the region. Am I calling Jewish people liars? Yes, I am calling Jewish people liars, and not just Jewish people, good Christian people. And if there's a few Muslims out there who would actually repeat those Jewish lies, well, then I'm calling them liars, too. Fact is, Israel and the Jewish lobby wanted the United States in Iraq, and they got us there. Oh, but wait a minute, folks. I heard Senator John McCain say recently, there's no such thing as a Jewish lobby. Well, I'm here to say, may God damn the Jewish lobby, because we have seen what their power can do. Even a highly decorated veteran like former Senator Chuck Hagel, who once dared to say that there was a Jewish lobby. They say he may well get confirmed as Secretary of Defense, but all the Jewish lobby has done is just show us that there is indeed a Jewish lobby, and anyone who says otherwise is a liar. I was going to say a liar or a fool. No, we'll just say what they are. They are a liar, folks. They are a liar, and yes, it is a Jewish lobby. It happens to be pro-Zionist, but it's a Jewish lobby, ladies and gentlemen. Let's call it what it is. Repeat after me. There is a lobby in Washington that is known as the Jewish lobby, and it should be known as the Jewish lobby, because that's precisely what it is. Now, I know it upsets a lot of people to hear that, folks, but you know what? I really don't care, because as I said, I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to tell you the truth, even if the truth hurts. But that's why you listen to RBN, because you can't handle the truth. Yeah, we'll send you.